huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. We are in a new world order. And you need to take this as a warning sign, because the world of business and money and finance and income is dramatically changing. And I have not seen such a big change since 2008. And actually, if you get on the right side of this, it's very exciting. However, if you're left behind, it's like we're in Darwinian times, survival of the fittest, and those most adaptable to change are the ones that evolve and thrive rather than the strongest of the species. So I'm going to share with you six old rules of business and money. And then I'm going to share with you the new rules of business and money when it comes to starting and scaling your business and getting better financial knowledge and education. So I'm fortunate enough to have mentors who are billionaires, you know, mentors in their 60s and 70s. And because they teach you things like it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. They teach you patience and long-term thinking and compounding. And these old rules are dying out now, because there are kids who are 6 and 7 and 8 earning tens of millions on YouTube. There are podcasters and TikTokers and Instagrammers and crypto punks and digital real estate investors and people creating NFTs and the multiverse who are making millions of dollars in months, not decades. Millions of dollars in months, not decades. So I'm going to share with you six old rules and then the flip side, six new rules of the fast changing world. Maybe COVID pandemic and lockdown has accelerated this. Maybe the increased speed of connection and connectivity. So I'm not very well at the moment, but I'm going to soldier on. Okay. Old rule number one is patience. Old rule number two is it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Old rule number three is you have to be the very best and you have to beat your competition. Old rule number four is you have to invest in physical assets. Old rule number five is the more you learn, the more you earn. And then old rule number six is a 6% return on capital is realistic. Okay. So old rules used to be patience, you know, wait 10, 20, 30 years, have the law of compounding work for you. You've seen those compounding curves, which go flat, 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 and then boom. That's an old rule. The new rule is speed. The new rule is start now, get perfect later. The new rule is jumping on the trends early. The new rule is testing and measuring in real time and launching products and services that aren't quite finished and aren't quite ready and crowdsourcing improvements. These are the new rules, because at the start of this year, I was on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, really. And then Clubhouse became a thing. And within 9 months, I have 278,000 followers on Clubhouse. It made me get back on Instagram, and that's banged my Instagram up from 30,000 to nearly 100,000. I do Wisdom Rooms, Facebook Audio Rooms, Instagram Reels and TikToks now. In 9 months, I've gone from three main social media channels to 7 or 8. Do you know it took me 7 years to build up 500,000 followers on social media? And it's taken me 9 months to get my second 500,000 followers on social media. I'm testing this brand new Facebook audio room here. I'm going live on every channel now. If you follow me on many channels, I'm actually going live on TikTok now. So, no, you don't wait 2 or 3 years for someone to test TikTok and someone to test Facebook audio rooms, because you've missed the frickin' boat. So I wouldn't say impatience, because impatience can be a, you know, it can implode you, kind of. It can be a self-sabotage, but speed. Start now, get perfect later. Number two, New World Order rule is it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Well, it might have used to 30 years ago when information traveled at the speed of a pigeon. But now information travels at the speed of light. Information travels through, you know, I can go Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Facebook Audio Room, TikTok Live, and that could be across the globe in less than a second. So it takes 1 year or 2 years to be an overnight success now, not 10 years anymore. Anyone can go viral at any time. And the amount of followers you have now is nowhere near as important as it used to be. I just had a meeting with my new TikTok account manager. They're hard to get. And she said, whether you have 100 followers or a million, it doesn't really matter anymore. We're looking for honest, authentic, raw and real content. And we're looking for engagement. And you have a good, fair chance to go viral. This is good news for you. So it probably takes 2 years or less to be an overnight success and go viral now, not 10. Rule number three, or the old rule number three, is that you have to be the very best. Well, the new rule is you have to be the one who gets the most attention. So, you know, these YouTubers and Instagrammers and TikTokers, you know, they aren't the best at what they do. They're the best at getting attention. They're the best at getting virality. They're the best at news and engagement jacking. This is what you need to get great at. And in some ways, the old school are going to be a bit perturbed by this. Oh, well, you know, it should be about being the best and giving the most value. Maybe it should. And you can still refine your art and be great at what you do. But if you're great at what you do and you get no attention and you get no reach and you get no engagement, and you get no downloads and you get no views and you get no shares, then you could be the best in the world and no one knows you. So it's not about being the best anymore. It's about being great at getting attention. And then the next part of that is it always used to be about beating your competition. Be the best, beat your competition. And now you collaborate with your competition. So your competition is no longer your competition. I think it was it Dan Hardy said, competition is for losers, collaborations are for winners. So my friend John Lee, I was a competitor of his for 14 and a half years, and we've collaborated in the last 6 months and we've made hundreds of thousands. Actually, we've probably made millions together. So you don't have to be the best necessarily. You have to get attention. Now, if you get attention and you're the best, that's a double win. And you shouldn't be looking to beat your competition. You should be looking to collaborate with them. Okay, so rule number four, old school rule of becoming wealthy is invest in physical assets. Stock market, real estate. The new rule is invest in digital assets, NFTs, cryptos, building your online personal brand, turning on all the monetization tool features. So as an example, on the Instagram Live here, people can give me badges. So if you want to give me a badge, I think that gives me a dollar. Here on the Facebook Audio Room, you can donate stars. So if you're in the Facebook Audio Room right now and you donate 200 stars, it'll move you up into the front row. And anyone who donates 200 stars, I'm actually going to give you a special gift at the end of this Facebook Audio Room. So what I can do is turn on all these monetization tools like Instagram badges and stars and supporters and tipping and Patreon. And I can turn all that. So Jan has just sent 200 stars there. And then you can start donating on Wisdom. They have a mentor coin. And then what I can do, so Medi's just donated 200 stars there. So what I'll do is I'll give, so I can see someone's just bought a badge there on my Instagram Live and people are donating the 200 stars. So look, this isn't going to make me rich because, you know, I'm going to get a few dollars. That's not why I'm doing it, because, you know, I was fortunate enough. I became a millionaire by age 31 and a decamillionaire by age 35. But Medi and Jan and Nina and Gail and Smitha and Sonia and Faye and Ricky have taken the time and invested a couple of dollars to give me 200 stars so I can give them some fair exchange. So I actually got a special gift for anyone who donates 200 stars. And I'll do the same for anyone who donates a badge on the Instagram Live. And by the way, you're going to love it. It's all to do with recurring income. And I might have just bagged the founder of Netflix. I might have done. So your personal brand and all these monetization tools And these features and badges and stars and subscriptions and domain names and followers and traffic. This is all your digital real estate portfolio. My friend owns shop.com. That's worth tens of millions of dollars, that URL. If you owned sex.com... For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
That
must be worth 50 million. I don't know what it's worth. I haven't checked. But domain names are now worth a lot of money. My friend John Lee bought up loads of dot clubs. I'm trying to buy some 3-letter .com domain names if I can get them at a fair price. So this is the new digital real estate assets, as opposed to the old school physical real estate assets. Now, by the way, I'm not saying that I'm not still investing in physical real estate. So, you know, I've just developing out, which will probably be done in 2 months, a 99 apartment, 159 tenant block. It's big, 125,000 square foot. But that's taken 4 years and millions of pounds. And it's got 159 tenants. It's a lot of fucking tenants. It's a lot of boilers. It's a lot of management and maintenance. Joe Rogan sold his podcast to Spotify for $100 million. Mr. Beast makes $48 million a year from his YouTube channel. I've just earned $1,500 a day for the last 7 days on one David Icke video. I mean, man, I got to unlearn all this shit I learned 15 years ago. Rob's going back to school in his shorts and his blazer. It's time to unlearn the old rules. Okay, right. So that was digital assets. Oh, by the way, digital assets cost less. They're quicker. If you start a subscription platform, you can be earning immediately. Immediately. All right, then. Number five. I remember back in the day learning from my mentors, and I thought this was so smart. The more you learn, the more you earn. Whoa, that's deep. Keep reading books. Keep getting mentors. Keep learning from, you know, 100 millionaires and billionaires. I've interviewed 15 billionaires. I've got my first Russian billionaire next week I'm interviewing. I'm interviewing someone worth 600 million the week after. Whoa. And now it's changed. The more you unlearn, the more you earn. This is massive news. The more you unlearn, the more you earn. Why? You've got to unlearn patience. Unlearn it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Unlearn investing in slow physical real estate. By the way, I'm not saying don't invest in physical real estate. It's nice to have it out of the system. But I'm just saying how the world has changed. You've got to unlearn all of these old bad habits or things that worked 10 years ago. You've got to unlearn. You know, people say, ignore the haters. You've got to unlearn that. Dance with the haters. Have a laugh with the haters. You know, tease the haters. Troll the haters back. Give them some stick back. Have some banter with the haters. Loads of shit we've got to unlearn, my friends, and that's why you should follow me. So wherever you are watching or listening to me, make sure you do follow me. I go live every day on Facebook, so make sure you're following me on Facebook. On Facebook, I'm known for my rants. I do these big rants. I sometimes get hundreds of thousands of views on my rants. People love those. I'm testing these Facebook audio rooms. So I like to do specific practical and tactical content on my Facebook audio rooms and on my Instagram lives. But just make sure you are following me on all the channels. If you listen to my podcast, obviously we know each other from a distance, wherever you are in the world. I've got listeners in Myanmar and Vatican City. Hey, Pope, want to do a JV? Collab, not competition. All right, great. So you got to unlearn old rules and old habits. Like I'm looking now to get mentors who are 20 as well as mentors who are 70, which is kind of crazy. I saw this was like a big eureka moment for me. I saw Logan Paul, who I think is about 26 years old, who's a massive influencer now and earns tens of millions a year. I saw him interview a kid who was 9 years younger than him, who's a massive TikTok viral sensation. And he said, what advice would you, Mr. Teenage TikToker, give me, Mr. Old Schooler, because you're 9 years younger than me, and that old schooler being 26 years old. And I'm like, what? What? But the world has changed. But you're hearing it from me here, now, fast. So, hey, look, we've got to be reactive. We've got to be quick. We've got to embrace the new world. All right, and then the sixth old rule is you can expect a 5 to 6% net return on capital. Well, the new rule is you can expect a 5 to 6% return per month. You know, people in a year in cryptos have done triple-digit returns. Is it sustainable for the long term? We shall see. But it is now a bit more realistic, as long as you diversify and you do your proper due diligence and research. But it is now realistic you can expect a much higher return on capital because of the speed of the internet. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Moore's Law. Moore's Law is, on a layman's term, it's the doubling of speed of information every 2 years. So if you think about every 2 years, doubling the speed at which we can communicate or the amount of data that we can share or exchange, it's just going to mean there's more social media channels. There's quicker routes to market, quicker routes to you reaching more people. We're now in a really interesting time for social media because Instagram and Facebook and podcasts and YouTube and TikTok and Clubhouse, they're all competing to get us. They're all competing to get us. Because if Instagram give me no reach, I'm going to go on a Facebook audio room. If Facebook audio room give me no reach, I'm going to go on Clubhouse. If Clubhouse don't let me monetize, I'm going to go on back on Facebook and have audio rooms and supporters and stars. And if they don't help me make enough money, I'm going to go on TikTok and get their creator fund. So this is a very, very exciting time to be a creator, an influencer, a content provider. And hey, look, we've all got content. We've all got a message that we want to share. We've all got experience that we've lived our life. So I've got this gift for you right now. If you're on Instagram, donate, send me a badge. And if you're on the Facebook audio room, then donate 200 stars. Do it right now. And I have a special gift for you, which is a ticket to the Recurring Income Summit. Now, this is a special 2-day live event. It's happening. We have 2 date choices coming up very soon. But these will be the last ones for quite a few months. But I might have just bagged the founder of Netflix as the keynote speaker. So I can see Morella there has just bought a badge. I can see Ricky's just sent 200 stars. So Ricky, Tamor, Mehdi, Jan, Nina, Gail, Smitha, Sonia. I can see there. I've got that badges coming in on Instagram. Donate a badge on Instagram. Donate 200 stars on the Facebook audio room. And what I'm going to do is going to gift you this ticket to the Recurring Income Summit. I've got someone who's worth $700 million who is going to speak at the Recurring Income Summit. $700 million. No, £700 million. Nearly $1 billion. I've had, we've done a couple of Recurring Income Summits before. Pauline has just donated a badge there. So has Brooksy Babe. So Max has just sent stars. So the former CEO of BMW, Lamborghini and Porsche, the global head of marketing for Coca-Cola and Disney, and Disney have massive recurring income on their content channels. Also the founder of Netflix coming soon. I'm going to teach you the 4 main digital asset classes and then the 19 different digital asset streams. So it's a very exciting event. If you want multiple streams of recurring income, you want to unlearn the old rules that I've just shared with you and learn the new rules. So donate me a badge on Instagram there, and then, or donate me 200 stars on the Facebook audio room, which I can just, let me read out the star donators here. And then I'll tell you what to do. So Neil McFarlane, Max, Pietrangeli, Michael, Ricky, Tamor, Mehdi, Jan, Nina, Gail, Smith, Asonia, Veer, Faye, Ricky. What you need to do now is email me, RIS, to rob@robmore.com. Nice and simple. Once you've donated your stars and or you've donated your badges, email me, RIS in the headline, to rob@robmore.com. That's rob@robmore.com. And what I will do then is I will reply to you. I'll send you the registration page. You can register for the event. You can see the speaker lineup. You can see the content. So I can see lots of people donating the badges there on Instagram. So that's all you have to do. Now, like, badges are a couple of dollars, it looks like. Stars are a couple of dollars. Craig and Neil and Max have just donated 200 stars there. So yeah, that's it. So if you've bought a badge and or donated 200 stars, all you need to do is email the title RIS, as in Recurring Income Summit, to rob@robmore.com, and I will give you a subsidized ticket by me. Now, premium tickets are a couple of hundred dollars here, and standard tickets, I think, are 97. So actually, there's a significant saving here. And all I'm asking you is for, you know, a couple of dollar donation, and that's it. Now, I want to give back to the community as much as I can. I want to thank you for following me, whether you watch me on the Instagram or Facebook Lives, or whether you listen to me and watch me on Facebook in the audio rooms and the Facebook Lives. But this isn't something I'm going to be doing very often. So you can keep that coming, and you can do that at any time. What I'm now going to do is move into part two. So part two is, how do you create recurring income? So there are 8 hacks to creating multiple streams of recurring income. Are you ready? Are you ready? Hit me up with a badge. Hit me up with 200 stars. If you are ready, let's do this. And by the way, I'll always shout you out if you donate stars and badges on my channels. So always give you a good shout out. Debbie Grimstead there has just done that. So thanks, Debbie. Okay, so number one way to set up multiple streams of recurring income is you need to be on all the channels. So you need to be on Facebook. Have a Facebook group, have a Facebook page set up, excuse me, on Facebook audio rooms if you can get that feature. Be on Instagram, upload reels, go live, do stories, be on TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. Sorry. Are you on all these channels? But you have to be everywhere now. You have to be everywhere if you want multiple streams of recurring income. Now, every single one of these social media channels is turning on all these monetization tools now. You can get given coins on TikTok Lives. I've just started to do TikTok Lives. Some of you here are giving me badges. So I've had badge donations. I'm getting star donations on Facebook. I have Facebook supporters, Patreon. You can get tips and coins on Wisdom and Clubhouse, and there's only going to be more and more and more of these. So you need to be on all these channels. Step one of creating multiple streams of recurring income. Step two is you need to post regular content. So you can either do what I'm doing, podcast, Facebook audio room, Instagram live, or you can do one piece of content and then a few hours later do another piece of content, same piece of content on a different channel, and then a few hours later another piece of content on a different channel. But you need to post regular content, because what will happen is, if you do the right kind of content, it'll be an asset. So for example, this Facebook audio room, this content will stay up as an asset, i.e. when it's finished, it goes up on my Facebook page and it stays there. So people can listen to it for the next few weeks, months. My first podcast episode was 6 years ago, so that's still an asset. If I upload my Facebook Live, it becomes IGTV. Sorry, my Instagram Live, it becomes IGTV. It's an asset. So the second strategy of getting multiple streams of recurring income is to post regular content, be on all social channels, and save them and make sure that they become an asset across all channels. Number three is to repurpose content from one channel to all channels. So as this is live and I've got audio, I've got live, recorded, audio, and then I can get this transcribed and then I've got written. So I could have this edited and it could become a blog, podcast, Facebook, Instagram, take cuts for TikTok, Instagram Reels, etc. Okay, number four is you need to divide your time up between your income streams and classes, but not equally. So I created a model called 70-20-10, which is 70% of your time on your main income stream, 20% of your time on your secondary, and 10% of your time on your on all your other stuff and your research. So I'm 10% of time on cryptos, NFTs, metaverse, kind of the future, testing Facebook audio rooms, wisdom, and all these new channels. About 10% of my time's on there. 70% of my time, I would say, is on Facebook and YouTube right now. Like I said, I'm earning £1,500 a day from one video at the moment that went live a week ago on my YouTube channel. So you shouldn't be dividing your time up equally between them all because you'll get nowhere. You need to focus on your main one or two, predominantly 70%, 20%, 10%. Okay, I believe you need the three S's. You need social media, SEO, and subscription. Social media, SEO, and subscription. So how much do you come up on Google and YouTube search? Because Google and YouTube are essentially search engines. That's SEO. How much recurring income do you make from Patreon or supporters or OnlyFans or Kajabi? And how many social media channels are you on and how much are you monetizing the social media channels? These are the three important S's of creating multiple streams of recurring income online. Social media, SEO, and subscription revenue. Then you need to turn on all the monetization tools like the badges and the stars and the supporters and the Patreon and the OnlyFans and the mentor coins and all these different monetization tools. And then finally, you need to hack virality. So hacking virality means how can you go viral in the quickest way? So I've managed to hack virality on Facebook and I'll often get hundreds of thousands, 500,000, 900,000 views on a video. TikTok, we've had a few multi-million view videos. Haven't yet figured out how to hack virality on Instagram Lives and Facebook audio rooms. That's why I go live on them simultaneously to leverage my time. But I've not done many Instagram Lives. I've not done many Facebook audio rooms. Facebook audio room is very new. Wisdom is very new. You see, I'm prepared to look like a twat in order to be successful. So some people say, oh, Rob, you're supposed to have more than a million followers on social media and you've got 38 people in your Facebook audio room. Or, Rob, you're supposed to have millions of followers on social media and you've got 240 people on your TikTok live. Yeah, well, every winner was once a beginner. Every master was once a disaster. And no one is perfect on all social channels and I don't really give a fuck. You know, I give a fuck where I'll be in 6 months or 6 years. You know, I worked out if I have 35,000 new followers a week, by the time I'm age 50, I'll have 6 million followers. The last 2 weeks, I've had over 35 and just under 35,000 new followers. I'm getting 35,000 new followers a week. In 6 or 7 years, I'll have 6 million followers. 6 million followers. I reckon I can realistically make a dollar a follower a year. That'd be $6 million a year just from my social media. So you've got to be prepared to look stupid, to try stuff. You know, I have nearly 90,000 followers on Instagram, and yet we peaked at 40 something, and now we're at 29 on the Instagram live, and we've stuck at 40 odd on the Facebook audio room. So what? Just testing the channels. I'll get my podcast. I've got millions of listeners from my podcast. I'll go live on Clubhouse in a minute. So you've got to be prepared to look stupid in order to be good, and then you've got to try and figure out how to hack virality. Because I know if I keep doing Facebook audio rooms and if I keep doing Instagram lives and I keep doing Clubhouse rooms and I keep testing all these new channels, I know I'll hack virality in the end. And it's weird because I've been on Facebook for years and years. And yet I've only really figured out how to hack virality. And it's, by the way, it's not an exact science. So you have to just keep on doing it and see how it works and test the times and stuff like that. Like, I know this sounds really stupid. This is lame. Sometimes I'm really slow, but I only just figured out how to turn the badges on. And now I've been having star donations for years, but hope that's useful to you. It's been fun to hang out with you for the last 36 minutes. If you would like to claim a subsidized ticket by me to the Recurring Income Summit to hear someone who's worth nearly $1 billion and the ex-global head of marketing of Disney, massive subscription revenue. I've just bagged as an interview the founder of Netflix. All the different ways to create digital online recurring income. All you need to do is donate a badge on Instagram or donate 200 stars on this Facebook audio room. By the way, 200 stars is just $2. I don't know. I think you can choose how much you donate as a badge. A couple of dollars. That's all you need to do. Donate the badge. Donate the stars. Do it right now. And then what you do is you put the title RIS, as in Recurring Income Summit, and you email it to me at rob@robmore.com. That's rob@robmore.com. That's all you need to do. And I'm going to jump you on the Recurring Income Summit. We're going to spend 2 days together with me and my DECA 100 and even billionaire guests and friends. And we're going to teach you how to build digital assets. We're going to teach you how to build multiple streams of recurring income. We're going to teach you how to do it with little to no money down and speed of implementation. You could actually start 2, 3, 5 of these straight after the event, on the same evening of the event. They're that quick. So go do that right now.